Why me, Lord?
What have I ever done to deserve even one of the blessings I've known?
Tell me, Lord.
What did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands.
Try me, Lord.
If you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you.
Maybe, Lord.
I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands.
Try me, Lord.
If you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you.
Maybe, Lord.
I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. Lord, help me, Jesus. I wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Jesus, my soul's in your hands.
Hey, may the Lord God precious Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Liz?
I want to give my thanks so much to God tonight.
I have a heart full of such gratitude to God. I think as these special days come around, you can't help but look back in your life and what a great privilege it is to see the hand of God in my life. And from the time he called me as a very young woman and brought me up to a place here in Alaska where I could receive his spirit and be taught his word and learn so much. And it's a wonderful thing to look in your life and see his hand in your life in so many ways, to see that hand of grace and that kindness and that sometimes correction when needed, and just his tender loving mercy that he's had in my whole life. And I'm just so grateful to God tonight. I truly don't have the words to express the gratitude that I feel to him, but I thank him also for this family that he has placed me in, and the love and those cords that bind us together in love through his spirit. And I love him tonight with all of my heart.
I also want to add my thanks and gratitude, and just so forever thankful to God for drawing me. I think back even to that first summer I came up here when I was 18 years old, and God drew me and brought me to this place and this family of God and filled me with his spirit. I'm just so forever thankful for his love, his mercy, this life in him. It's so awesome. And there's so many things all along the way that God takes care of us. He works out all things. And I just thank him how much I can trust him and for his spirit. And in my life, every day, I thank him for Jocelyn. I thank him for my natural family. I thank him for this family. There's so many things that just for the awesome life full of God's spirit, and I praise him. I'm forever thankful for that. Diane has a special for us.
Children. I'm so thankful for everything he's ever done for us, and I thank him so much for this spiritual body of believers that he put us into. And there's no words great enough to thank him, because it's such a, there's no words. Be filled with the Spirit, it's just that unspeakable joy. And I want to thank him for that, and I want to thank him for my natural family. And I just want to thank him for all the things that he kept his hand on the last few years for us. And I just want to draw closer to him with all my brothers and sisters, and knowing someday that we'll be where it's, we can't even imagine now, but I'm so thankful for that promise that God has always for us, and I just love him and thank him tonight.
Whose hand is this I feel on my shoulder when I pray? Whose gentle, reassuring touch that guides me through each day? What reason could I offer that he would love me so? I can only thank my Jesus and love him more and more. I love him more each morning when I rise to start the day. For all the things he's done for me to help along my way. He's been so precious in my life, the best friend I've ever known. come home. He urges me, draw closer, I have so much for you. Keep watching, child, and praying, you're gonna make it through. The words that he has called me for now burn down deep inside, and the place I want in my reward is there at his right side. I love him more each morning when I rise to start the day, for all the things he's done for me to help along my way. He's been so precious in my life, the best friend I've ever known. Soon I'll hear him sweetly call, it's time, my child, come home. He urges us, draw closer, I have so much for you. Keep watching, child, and praying, you're gonna make it through. The words that you've called us for now burn down deep inside, and the place I want in my reward is there at right side. I love him more each morning when I rise to start the day, for all the things he's done for me to help along my way. He's been so precious in my life, the best friend I've ever known. Soon I'll hear him sweetly call, it's time, my child, come home. He's been so precious in my life, the best friend I've ever known. Soon I'll hear him sweetly call, it's time, my child, come home.
Jesus Almighty, praise you, adore you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, my God. Mike?
I'd like to thank God tonight, tell him I love him and so much, and thank him for being that great provider that he is. I had time to reflect early this morning about what God really does for us. I mean, he's in the background, he's in the foreground. He knows our needs before we even know our needs, and he takes care of them, and he supplies for us everything from his love to his Holy Spirit, to the food that we eat, to the blue sky and the rain. And I just thank God so much, because that is one of the things that he is the great provider. Tell him I love him tonight.
Amen. John?
Just want to stand tonight and thank God for being here. Just want to thank him for that spirit that he filled me with. And just thank him for all that he does for us, the big things to the small things. And like Mike was saying, he's always with us, always providing for us each and every day. Just want to tell them that I love them.
Praise him. Lynn?
I have to start with thanking God that he has allowed us to mic our testimonies. That to me is such
Amen.
A blessing, especially if you've been home and you're not able to be at service. And during our song service, any testimonies you cannot hear I am been praying for this. I have an attitude of gratitude for God answering this prayer, and I'm so thankful to God how he's been able to work this out and give us the people that are willing to do this and work this for God, because it's not easy to run back and forth with a mic and then wait on this. But it's no different than answering a question on our Wednesday night Bible study. But I'm just thankful to God. Don't be afraid of the mic. Testimonies give God glory. That's what a testimony is all about. And that's why I always want to hear everyone's testimony. I want to hear what they have to say about God, what God has done in their lives. And I'm just so thankful to God. And the attitude of gratitude came last night when we were having our Search for Truth monthly Bible study over in the junior high class Sunday school room. And on the bulletin board or on their chalkboard, they had wrote attitude of gratitude. And I was like, yes, that's what we're all about. And that's what God's word has been bringing to us. And that is what this season is all about. And I truly love this time of Thanksgiving and how we get to share with one another and our family members and our church body, all the things that we do together. It's just a blessing, and I thank God for that, and I love him with all my heart.
Praise him. Don, if you'll come up.
Oh, my words aren't hollow after all those testimonies. Some great stuff. This is my thank you, thanks to Jesus. Thanks for the water, thanks for the meat, thanks for the word, and thanks for the light. Thanks for the joy, and thanks for the peace. If not for your grace, we would have none of these things, which you have given us so freely. Today we pause our natural lives to recognize all that you provide us with, each and every day. As we celebrate, we also long for the time to come when we can give our thanks to you in person. Until then, we lift our voices, hands, and hearts in praise to you, from the earth below to the heavens above, with thanksgiving for all your love.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Kirsten has a song, if she'll come up.
I want to thank God that I didn't just trip. Fears in life. So thank you, Lord. Mike's testimony that God's in the background and in the foreground registered with me, because that's what I have on my mind too. I think about how everything starts with who he is, not with who we are, not with what the world is, but with who he is, and everything flows from that. And it's sometimes hard to keep that in mind, that it's not all revolving around us, but that it all revolves around him, and it's here for his glory, and that we get to be part of that, and that he can make his glory manifest, and he can magnify his glory through his people. And I'm grateful to be in a body that understands that, that has that as the picture of God that is in our minds and hearts on a daily basis. And of course, for all of the other things that people have mentioned tonight, the way that he provides and all of the things that he has done to in this past year and over the many years of 40 years that I've been here, and how he got me here, and could go on and on. I just want to give him glory and ask you to keep worshiping as I sing.
Oh Lord.
Mark?
I did a lot of thinking today, and I realized that it was about a month ago that my natural brother had a kind of a near-death episode. And I asked for prayer. And my other family came through with prayer, and I don't know how many ways. I had people, when my brother went to the hospital, he got better really fast, but I had a lot of my brothers and sisters that wondered what's happening with him. And fortunately, I got to say that it was an illness that could be cured. And someday it won't be, I know that. And someday it won't be for myself, for each of us. But by the grace of God, we have each other now as family and sharing that. And I just want to praise the Lord for that and thank him for giving that to all of us.
Praise him. Janie?
I just want to thank God mostly for his Holy Ghost. And I remember last year this time I was really seeking the Holy Ghost and I wasn't getting it. And that was really hard because, like, I would see James get it or he'd get moved on. And it was just so hard not to, like, be able to understand that experience or share in that. And I am just so thankful that I can understand that experience now. And
amen.
I have such an appreciation to have a husband who loves God and who can pray with me, and I can feel God's spirit in him. And I'm just so thankful for my family, my new family I get to be a part of too.
Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Michelle?
I wanted to stand and add my thanks to my God tonight. I was just kind of leading up to this and thinking about this service. One of the words that came to my mind a lot was abundance. And I will say when I did appreciate, I think it was when Paul had us write down, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago now, like to take that opportunity and every day actually write down what we're grateful for, and not just to think about it, but actually write it down. Because I will say, like, I'm thankful that, you know, I'm thankful that when I wake up that I do thank God for the day, and even a restful night of sleep, as funny as that sounds, because sometimes, you know, I haven't necessarily had that, and so I definitely, even for something as simple as that, thank him for that. But I will say it was the act of writing that down and then leading before the service, taking a look back at that. And a lot of times, actually, I wrote abundance, the abundance in my life. God takes care of me over abundantly. He takes care of every need that I have. I'm grateful for that. He fills my life so abundantly with brothers and sisters who love God, serve God. And, you know, and sometimes I think we might disagree about, you know, X or Y, but at the base of it all, I know that, you know, they love God, I love God, they love me, I love them. And with that as a base, we can get through anything. And so I am so grateful for that. So I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for that God brought me here so many years ago. It was many years ago now. And I thank him for this abundant life he has given me. I lack for nothing. And that's all because of my God. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I just want him to know that I love him and that I appreciate him and that I am grateful that he would bring me here, because this church body is just so amazing, and I am so grateful that I'm family here, and that's how I feel about each and every one of you. And I thank God for the abundance in my life. I love him so much.
Amen. Praise him. Mary?
Yeah, I've been thinking this last week. I've just had so many memories flooding me. And I just want to thank God for all the people in my natural family and my spiritual family. And I want to thank him for so many times he intervenes for us when we pray. And sometimes even when we don't pray, we know that we're thinking about something, and then he's just taken care of it or helped work it out. I appreciate him so much, and just to start out the day thinking about him and praising him and thanking him for the day, the peace and the joy he brings, the beauty. He's just awesome, and I just want him to know how much I love him and thank him.
Amen. Praise him. If Rowan and Janie will come up, they have a song for us tonight.
I want to thank Lord tonight for everything that he's ever done for me. I wish I could count everything that he's ever done, but that'd be impossible because he does so many things in my life. And I just hope that you guys praise and worship with us tonight.
Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still call the sea to still, the rage in me to still, every wave. At your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe and call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Tremble.
worship and adore you. Praise you, my God and King. Hallelujah. Glory and honor, praise to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God Almighty. Praise him. Emily?
I just want to stand tonight and tell God how thankful I am. I want to tell him how much I love him. It was my turn to teach Sunday school this week, and of course I read all of my favorite scriptures about entering in his courts with thanksgiving and how important it is to be thankful and to praise him. But then I had done some Googling, and if you Google why it's important to be grateful, there are so many scientific studies out there proving that gratefulness improves your health in so many ways. It improves your mental health, your physical health. It helps you sleep better. And it just astounds me how wonderful God is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning of the end, the beginning and the end. All knowledge comes from him. And it always brings me back to the time in my early 20s where I made the decision to serve God because I loved him and I realized how good he was and how much he loved me. And everything he asked me to do is not because he was a strict God demanding things of me, because he was a loving God looking out for my best interest. And I'm just so thankful for how wise he is. And I'm eternally grateful to him. And I'm so thankful that he has taught me to be grateful.
Praise him. Randy Mack will come up.
How great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Amen. There's a couple of scriptures I came upon this week. I'm just going to read them quickly. They're in Psalms. Psalms 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk you of all his wonderful works. Glory you in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. How great is our God. I want to thank him for every opportunity he gives me to praise him, whether I'm alone or with other people. I want to thank him so much for the many blessings in my life. And most of all, I want to thank him for that miracle of his Holy Spirit that he puts in us, that sacrifice that he made, that each one of us are able to be washed by his blood, cleansed from our sin, and by that able to receive that precious Spirit. I look to that as the greatest miracle in our lives, is that Holy Spirit that he puts in us. Amen. Jesus, you're a miracle to me. Broke my chains and you have set me free. Jesus, my Lord, you're a miracle in me. By your grace, your mercy receive. You're a miracle to me. You've given me life and help me to see. You are the truth, the way, the life in me. You're a miracle in my life. You're the miracle in me. Jesus, you're the miracle in me, the miracle I see. Your Holy Spirit has filled me up. It's a miracle in me, it's a miracle indeed. My Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ, you're the miracle in my life. You are the miracle, you're the miracle in me. Jesus, you're a miracle, a miracle to me, the miracle in me. You broke my chains and you have set me free. Jesus, my Lord, you're a miracle to me. By your grace, your mercy receive. Thank you, Jesus, for the miracle. This miracle in me, this miracle I see. You changed my life, a new man I can be. For you're the miracle in me. Jesus, you're the miracle I see, the miracle in me. This new life you've given me is a miracle indeed. You're a miracle within. You cleansed my soul of my sins. I praise you, Jesus, you're the miracle in me. The miracle I see, that miracle indeed. Yes, Jesus is the miracle in me, the miracle I see. My chains are broke, Jesus has set me free. Yes, you're the miracle in me. By grace, my soul has found sweet liberty. By a miracle I found, I have Jesus in me. Jesus, you're the miracle in me. The miracle I see, I'll praise you for this miracle. For eternity, with Jesus I'll be. Jesus, you're that miracle within. You saved me from sin. Your Holy Spirit is the miracle. You've put in me, you've set me free. Jesus, you are a miracle within. For Jesus, you are my trusted friend. Jesus, the miracle is your spirit in me. Jesus, I'll praise you for all eternity. Do I hear a hallelujah? Do I hear an amen? Let's try it again. Do I hear a hallelujah? Do I hear an amen? Praise God.
Praise you, Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise you, my God and King. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise and honor to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Randy.
Trying to get all the, over all the hurdles I have in my life and there's one word that's not in my vocabulary anymore, and that's quit. There's no quit in this guy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jocelyn will come up. We have a song for you tonight.
I too just want to thank God so much I could be here tonight, and I love this time of year. I love Thanksgiving. There's so much to be thankful for. I too have a heart full of Thanksgiving, and the song we're going to sing is called Overwhelmed. It talks about His beautiful creation. I'm so thankful for the sunrises and the sunsets. Everything is so beautiful in the summer and even in the winter, the beautiful snow. The song says that He's so beautiful, He's wonderful and glorious, and I just thank Him so much for His Holy Spirit and that we can feel Him, and I am so thankful He allows us to feel His Spirit and we can have that communication back and forth. I just ask you just to worship with us as we sing tonight.
See the work of your hands. Galaxies spinning a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is overwhelming.
I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I delight myself in you,
ashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. I know the power of your cross. Forgiven and free forever, you'll be my God. All that you've done is overwhelming.
I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you.
God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you.
You are beautiful, you are beautiful. Oh God, there is no one more beautiful. You are beautiful, God, you are the most beautiful.
You are wonderful, you are wonderful. Oh God, there's no one more wonderful. You are wonderful, God, you are the most wonderful.
You are glorious, you are glorious. Oh God, there is no one more glorious. You are glorious, God, you are the most glorious.
I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you.
I'm overwhelmed,
I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you.
I'm overwhelmed,
I'm overwhelmed by you.
Praise and adore you, worship you, my God and King. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, my God and King. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. If our last song tonight, Sue and Kirsten, if they'll come up. And Paul.
Yeah, I just got to give my testimony tonight about everything God is in my life. It just, this Holy Spirit, without that, none of this would be possible. And because of that he looks down and he sees each and every one of us that have a hunger for him, and he brings us to a place where we can hear the truth and receive his spirit. And the rest of our life has totally changed after that. Just he takes care of every little thing that happens. He gives us kids. He protects them. He helps us to raise them in the right way and gives us promises for them. And I want to thank him for being the God that he is. Just he is overwhelming. He is definitely overwhelming. He's the longer you study and learn about him, the the more awesome he becomes. And it just, he showed us some stuff in that Search for Truth Bible study last night that was just absolutely amazing to me. And it doesn't change the word, it just makes more of God. Just there's the more depth to him. And it just, you know, I've known a lot of this stuff for 40 some years, but just when God opens it up in a different realm, it's like you just heard it again. It was just a beautiful thing last night that God showed us. There wasn't very many people there, but he sure was there. And I want to thank him for that. I want to thank him for my wife, especially. That's a miracle in itself there. For him to give me a woman that cares for him the same way I do, and to stick by me for all these years, and through the good times and the bad. And there's been some rough times in there. We met before we had God in our life, and there's a lot of things that happened during that time, and I just thank God for his forgiveness, for his love, and for his mercy, and how he can heal your soul if you let him. If you just let him take it, no matter what's in your heart, if it's not of God, he can take that away. I don't care how deep the hurt is. God is a miracle worker, and he desires to take anything in us that's not of him away. And that is so, it's such a relief to get rid of all of that baggage that we carry from the time we're small kids. I want to thank him for my children. I want to thank him for this body of people that he's put us together. Because God called us before the foundation of this world and put us all together for a particular reason, for a work for him. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that. Just that is such an awesome thing to know, that God called us, knew us before he even made the worlds, and then put us all together and brought us to this place here. Praise him. He's done that with groups all over this world, I know, but this is our family, and this is special to me. And I love God. I thank him for everything he's done in my life and everything that he's doing, because I know he's got some stuff for us to do, some great stuff. We know too much not to be able to do something that's not just the normal Christian thing. He's brought us not only from everywhere in this country, but he's raised us up in a knowledge that is, we are accountable for that. And he didn't raise us up for that for no reason. We have got not only to share that, but we have a work to do here, and I'm not even sure what it's all going to entail. But I know we're just right at the threshold of that right now. And we have to be there. We have to grow and be the people he's called us to be before he can use us like that. And I love him tonight. I just love the feeling that I have towards him and us, the way he's working something out here. And we need to pray and ask him to show us what that is and get us ready to do that work. Amen.
Amen.
I love him tonight, and I love all you. Thank you.
Praise him. Sherry?
I'm going to tell God how much I love him, and I want to thank him. I just celebrated my 42nd year with the Holy Ghost, and I was thinking back on how he called me, and I had to answer. I could not resist his call, and I'm so thankful that he put that inside of me. I can't even imagine what my life would be today if he hadn't have called me and filled me with his Holy Spirit. And I want to thank him for the knowledge that he has given us. It is wonderful. It's glorious. It's there is always something new, but it's just, we do know so very much. We had the best teachers, I think, that you could ever, ever ask for. And even our teachers we have now are wonderful. They're study, they look into the Word, and I love every part of this. And I, too, love the search for truth. I've been through it before, but I just wanted to refresh your course, and it does refresh your mind of things that you knew and you hadn't thought of for a long time. And I want to thank him for making me a mother and a grandmother and a great-grandmother. I have a beautiful family. I want to thank him for my husband, who always is there for me, loves me, and supports me. And I want to thank him for our little new addition that we have in our house, and how he just makes us laugh all the time. He's just the cutest little thing, and he's a blessing from God. I know that he is. He made a way for us to get him, and I just want to thank him for this family. I love you so much, all of you, and I just want to grow this year and become more for him.
Praise him.
I, too, want to thank our God for just how awesome he is. That song that Kirsten sang, just, I've loved that song my whole life. And I mean, where do you begin to thank God for who he is? And he's a part of everyone's life. And just, he walks the road before you, and he prepares things you can't even imagine. And just ask him to be closer to you. Ask him for wisdom and insight. And if you need, someone needs prayer, ask him, and he comes through. He always does. And I just thank him. I thank him for my wife. I thank him for the bond that we have walking this walk together, and this family and God that we have that we can depend on and reach to. And there's just not enough words to give our God the glory that he deserves. And I just appreciate him so much.
Praise him. James?
I just want to stand and thank the Lord for how much he does in my life, for his mercy and his love and just his overwhelming power and spirit, and how he's guided me my whole life to just be a better person and to try to love those around me the best I can and to show his love. I just wanted to thank him for my wife, Janie, and that he gave me her. And I don't know what I'd do without her. I just love him so much tonight. Amen.
Praise him. If Sue and Kristen will come up. This is our last song tonight, but let's continue to worship and praise him, and we'll keep singing songs and just come on up and praise him and thank him tonight and give him that love and worship that he so deserves.
What a wonderful thing to be able to share the freedom to get together in this building, wherever God's people gather all over the world. And it isn't a freedom that everybody in this world enjoys, but we do here. And I thank him for that we can get to, we have the freedom to gather together and lift up his name, lift up his songs. Norman Rockwell, famous American artist, does a set of four pictures that describe the completeness of freedom. There's freedom of worship, there's freedom of speech, there's freedom from want, and there's freedom from fear. And I want to thank God that I can know the freedom of all those things in my life. As I was getting ready this afternoon, I had some time by myself, and I thought, Lord, I want to offer a testimony. How do you put a lifetime of thanks into a couple of sentences. And all of a sudden, I thought about the song Seeking for Me. I know that many of you know that song, and I just want to remind you of what that that first verse is, because it says so much to me, and hopefully it will to you. It says, from the splendor of heaven to a world down below, from a manger to an old rugged tree, from the dawn of creation through the corridor of time, the Savior in love, he was seeking for me. And I want to thank him for that. And just worship with us as we bring this song to you.
In the good times, praise his name.
come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last drum, for that trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last drum, for that trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last drum, for that trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last drum, for that trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for that trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearls. I'm keeping my records right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearls. I'm keeping my records right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearls. I'm keeping my records right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearls. I'm keeping my records right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearls. I'm keeping my records right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Be shouting on the hills of glory, shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. When we reach that land of which we've heard the story, they'll be shouting on the hills of God. They'll be shouting on the hills of glory, shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. When we reach that land of which we've heard the story, they'll be shouting on the hills of God. They'll be shouting on the hills of glory, shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. When we reach that land of which we've heard the story, they'll be shouting on the hills of God. They'll be shouting on the hills of glory, shouting on the hills, shouting on the hills. When we reach that land of which we've heard the story, they'll be shouting on the hills of God. His name be glorified. His name be glorified. His name, His name, His name be glorified. Jesus be glorified. Jesus be glorified. glorified. Jesus be glorified. Jesus.